outside Jericho. In the battle outside of Jericho, the army of Hyrcanus was defeated. And Hyrcanus himself was captured by his brother Aristobulus. As terms of the ransom for the release, Hyrcanus agreed to relinquish the throne in favor of his brother Aristobulus. And the Prushim, Chazal, agreed to the matter because now finally they had separated the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. One brother was the Kohen Gadol, the other brother was the Melech. And they made a deal. It's a little like the Muncie bus. The deal lasted about 6 weeks. Yeah.
There was some heaven all the time.
They used, we're going to discuss that. They used their moral influence on the people. They did. They kept the people's public opinion was shaped by the Sanhedrin and the rabbis. But the Sanhedrin did not control the army. The army and the police force lay in the hands of the king. And therefore, they used a moral persuasion, but moral persuasion has a limited effect when the king wants to use his army. Now, the last years of Shimon of Alexander Yanai, so Shimon ben Shotach had a very strong effect and quieted down during the 9 years of Shlomtzion Amalka. Then it was all quiet. The Sanhedrin ran the country. Shimon ben Shotach and the Talmid Chachamim ran the country. But now, when the war started between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, the Chazal originally backed Hyrcanus. Then they agreed to this settlement between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus after the battle in Jericho, and now Chazal are going to back out of the picture completely. They're going to say a plague on both your houses. What happened now was that Hyrcanus listened to bad advice. There always are people who want to stir up the matter. He listened to bad advice. And his advisors were able to convince him that he could win a war against Aristobulus. And what Hyrcanus did now is go around all of the countries of the Middle East and raise an army. And he came and defeated the army of Aristobulus. And Aristobulus was forced to withdraw to the city of Jerusalem. In other words, the rest of the country fell under the domain of Hyrcanus. Not only was he forced to withdraw to Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim he was forced to withdraw to the Beis HaMikdash. He holed up in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the enormous walls that we see today, of which the Kosel HaMaravi is the remnant, that wall is the wall not to the Beis HaMikdash, to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the wall to the courtyard, to the compound, to the Temple Mount. No, the citadel is Migdal David. That's off to the corner. Now, that wall would be rebuilt by Herod. And the wall that we see today is Herodian, the part that we see. If you go underneath in the tunnel, you see up the part of the wall from the time of the Chashmonaim. And all the way on the bottom is the part of the wall from the time of Shlomo HaMelech, from the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. So the wall is layered. Archaeologically, it's layered. Now, the Chashmonaim had a wall. And this wall, together with the fortress of Antonius, which I mentioned to you before, which was built by the Greeks and fortified by the Chashmonaim, that was the stronghold of Aristobulus. And Hyrcanus and his army besieged the Beis HaMikdash. They besieged the Beis HaMikdash because Aristobulus was holed up there. But they had an agreement. They were all religious Jews. You know, they can't let any of this interfere. Their agreement was, and the Gemara tells us this, and Josephus, we have it from the records of the time, their agreement was that since the Korban Tomid had to be sacrificed every day, so every day the army of Hyrcanus on the outside would send up the necessary sheep to be slaughtered for the